The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Blair Lede at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The St. Louis County Council hears from the health experts today about the coronavirus. Council members will meet as a committee of the whole. They're considering a vaccine requirement for county employees and an indoor mask requirement for all county facilities. County health officials will present data showing the need for the mandates, but one council member may bring his own health expert to discuss whether masks are really effective against the spread of COVID-19. Illinois may impose a statewide mask mandate today and a vaccine mandate for all school workers. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Governor J.B. Pritzker will announce an indoor mask mandate for everyone 2 years old and up. He'll also require COVID vaccinations for everyone who works at K-12 schools and at colleges and universities. All of Illinois' counties now fall under the CDC's high transmission category. Some firefighters on a bike ride from Los Angeles to New York stop in St. Louis this morning. 15 firefighters are on a memorial fundraising ride. It's to mark the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. They'll ride from the Arch to Soldiers Memorial downtown at around 6:30 this morning. They're riding to remember the lives lost 20 years ago. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, dangerous heat and humidity for the bi-state area. We can expect partly cloudy skies through the day with temperatures heating up into the low 90s by noon and upper 90s this afternoon. The top heat index will range from 100 to 110. There is a chance of a couple of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon that may produce gusty winds and a momentary break from the heat. Tonight will be muggy with the lows in the 70s.